broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Becky Akers with me, well-known freelance writer. She's a historian. Her work has appeared in all kinds of places. The Christian Science Monitor, The Washington Post, The Independent Review, LouRockwell.com, Forbes.com. She appears on Liberty Roundtable Live. BeckyAkers.wordpress.com if you want to learn more about that. She's also a well-accomplished author. Hailstorm, an incredible book about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots ever known. And Abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story you probably haven't heard by your government and your government schools, I'll tell you that right now. The revolutionary new novels, buy them before they're banned, ladies and gentlemen. They are novels, make it clear, so that you can enjoy the story, and it's a great read, but they actually are full of incredible facts about American history that you ought to know. Anyway, look for them on the internet by name, Becky Akers, Hailstorm, or Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold. Check them out today. Becky's with me. We're talking about InQtel. We're talking about the CIA's venture capital firm. James Corbett of the Corbett Report is the one who really created an incredible connect the dots on this. There's been a lot of reports, a lot of places. If you just type InQtel, I-N-Q-T-E-L, you'll find mainstream press is admitting it's a front for the CIA. It's their, quote, venture capital arm. And if you think the CIA with the Pentagon and DARPA and the Department of Defense and so on, these government agencies in bed with big tech companies and in bed with corporate venture tied to universities, you go study it all and you'll find out the internet was designed with backdoors to control society. And so if you think Congress getting to the bottom of this and, you know, asking Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg questions and he's just going, oh my gosh, I apologize for Facebook going down at the same time a whistleblower's attacking me, and then it's all political theater, I don't see that the whistleblower has blown any whistles of anything we didn't already know. We already know the government built the internet to spy on and control you and I. We all know the internet's got backdoors built in by the Pentagon, by the Department of Defense, by DARPA, by big tech in bed with universities. Okay, we've known this for a long time now. We know that the Intel Corp basically funded these big corporations, these big Facebooks and Twitters and Googles and all these things. Okay, this is no secret. You go study and every one of these folks are in college when they all of a sudden stumble on an incredible advancement in technology. And then, hey, InQtel funds them. Before you know it, they're not college guys now. They're big corporate, big tech guys. They were grown out of the college world in partnership with DARPA, big government, the military. And now Congress is going to go ahead and rein them in for you, Becky.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me right now? And everybody falls for it. And all they're doing now is setting the stage for the American people to beg for more government. Oh, please save us from Facebook. Facebook and big tech is the great evil. Let's have government save us from the big evil.
And that's the saddest thing of all, is that the American people always fall in line, always do what their rulers have manipulated them to do. It's just really sad that we haven't got independent thinking patriots in the majority instead of being such a minority. If most Americans would disavow this, most Americans reject the lies from government, most Americans see and realize that government is our enemy, not our father, not our friend, not the institution that gives us our rights. Sam, every time I see that, I just want to attack. When I read in the letter to the editor or see in a, on a patriotic quote website someplace, how government gives us our rights. No, it does not. Government destroys our rights. Our rights are inviolable from the Creator, and government exists solely to take away those rights. It it puts out a lot of twaddle about what a great institution it is, and these public servants have our best interests at heart. No, they don't. No, they don't. They lie. They leech off us. They kill our families when they send them overseas to fight wars, when they recruit our sons and now daughters, our fathers and mothers to go overseas and attack and assault people who've never heard us. Okay, that's what government is all about. It is our enemy, not our friend. And to fall into line now and expect these predators to protect us from Facebook, I mean, on its face, that is so absurd. To protect us from something that you don't ever have to have anything to do with, and I am living proof of that. You do not need to be involved with social media. I have successfully resisted the lure of social media since its foundation, and you can too. Yet we need government to come along and protect us from this? I don't think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the point. See, Americans built Facebook by their willingness to join by the millions. Americans willingly turn over all the data in their personal lives, from their marriages to their bedroom habits to their everything, willingly to Facebook, to Twitter, to Instagram, to whatever, to the point where we've created our own demise here. I mean, I get that the government built all this, but I also get that it would go nowhere if we, the people, would reject it. But see, we love bread and circus is the real deal here, Becky. I mean, that's the real takeaway right now, isn't it?
Yep. That's the takeaway, Sam, for anyone who's awake and alert.
Okay. When I say we, I don't mean you and I, because the only thing I do on Facebook is I post the show, because people can see the notes and click on the show and listen or whatever. And it's a way for me to kind of spread the word about the show. But I don't spend time mindlessly scrolling on Facebook. I don't share tons of my personal life on Facebook. I used to post to Twitter as well. But when I posted the story about the Israel report that more people were dying in the elderly population from the vaccines than they were from the coronavirus, that was documented in LifeSite News and an Israeli mainstream newspaper, and I dared to report on it from overseas, then Twitter shut me down, saying, you can't peddle that fake news, please take down the post and then we'll put you back up. And I said, no, I'm not taking down the post. I have every right to report on an article that's in LifeSite News, that is in a mainstream press Israel newspaper, and that physicians are the ones creating this press release. I have every right to report on it. Well, they said no. Well, my account's been shut down ever since. I ought to sue them. But the problem is, you can't win in the courts unless you're of the special privileged class. Okay, Facebook is documented. We got two classes of people here, right? You've got the special privilege, and their accounts are preserved no matter what, by hand rescued and kept alive, whereas the rest of us get our accounts shut down. We've seen this forever. All right? That's where you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very serious, serious allegations. But Facebook has a history of violating the privacy of its users over and over and over. Becky?
I have a question. Have you ever tried Gab? And again, I'm speaking rather ignorantly. It's not like I'm on Gab, but from what I understand, it does not have Facebook's rules. The man who founded it and runs it is a wonderful Christian and patriot, and I know he's growing by leaps and bounds as more and more people get fed up with Facebook's tyranny and other skullduggery. So I'm just curious, have you ever thought about switching over to Gab?
You know, I've researched Gab quite a bit. I've researched a lot of these different alternatives. I'm interested in those things. I know that Gab, or one of those groups, got taken down for several days and struggled to come back and things like that. So I support these efforts by the new media. I've been, doing my thing since 2009 with my own radio network. Before that, I helped build and create networks for other people that I had my radio shows on. But you know what? One of them tried to kick me off in 2009, and I got very ticked off and overnight built my own network, and that's how we started. Because you're not going to take me off the air as long as I can help it. Now, if they shut down the whole internet, we won't have a choice. But in the meantime, I run my own independent organization, and people don't take my stuff down because they have to take down the whole internet to get that done. Anyway, I make a long story short. I'm just telling you that I appreciate these people that are trying to create new media ventures, and I'm willing to partner with any one of them, Gab included. So, yes, I've dabbled in Gab a little bit. I haven't spent so much time going there yet. A lot of these user bases aren't that big yet either. But
right.
There you have it.
Yeah. I was thinking that even as I asked the question that you might tell me, well, because I can't reach as many people and my audience is still on Facebook. But let me put out a plea. And again, I'm the wrong person to do it for Gab, but I have, because I'm not on Gab, I'm not on any social media, but I have read posts from Gab's founder and I've been very, very impressed with him. So anybody who's unhappy with Facebook, I urge you try Gab.
Yes. And I do, by the way, think Gab's founder is for real, meaning I think that guy and the group there really do mean to have freedom and do really mean to have choice. There's a lot of other systems that people are putting together. Mike Lindell is putting together his network of videos and stuff like that. I don't know if you know, but I started a TV show in partnership with Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack. And so it's called the Sheriff Mack Show every Tuesday on Brighteon TV. Brighteon is ran by Mike Adams, you know, the Health Ranger guy.
Yeah.
Along with
yeah.
Alec Keys. The two of them promote Brighteon, and we have a TV show on Brighteon now as well. Anyway, when we come back, I'll explain that a little bit more, and we'll talk with Becky about this. Folks, we've got to start to push back, or else, you know what, we're creating our own demise is the bottom line. You can go to Congress and complain about Facebook and watch political theater if you want to, but the reality is the control's in the hands of we, the people. Hang tight. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook mysteriously goes down after whistleblower tells all. I think somehow they're just trying to tell you, you rely on this thing. Don't think so fast that you want government to shut us down. The battle's on for the hearts and minds of the American people, but I submit to you that as Becky wisely warned, things are not as they seem. And what is this political theater all about? I don't know. I'm not an insider, so I don't really have a clue. But I do know this. Everything they're doing is using the Hegelian dialectic to drive us towards begging government to save us from whatever evil seems to be facing us via Facebook or any other social media trends. And, oh, man, they used all their intel and all their knowledge to betray us and promote hate, manipulate us, and get us all hooked and all these things. Every company wants you to use their products more, folks. I'd like you to get hooked on Liberty Roundtable, okay? Is that so bad? See, there's not any crimes they're pointing to. They're just trying to get to your sensibilities. They're just trying to divide you and get you in the Hegelian dialectic to say, government, help us. But I don't know. Facebook mysteriously goes down at the same time. I'm not finding that credible at all. I think it was taken down for a time. Why, again? I don't know. But the motive certainly is not to provide more freedom and more accountability. I don't believe that for a second. When has the government created more accountability, Becky?
Never. Government is evil. Therefore, evil men prefer darkness, which is another way of saying they don't want accountability. I have read numerous whistleblowers who've said, if we really knew all that is going on, if we knew everything government is doing in our name, we would be out in the streets shooting at them. So they are not in favor of accountability or transparency. That's all a big lie, like everything else they say and do. Government, again, is our enemy. It is mankind's enemy. The sooner we rid ourselves of these intolerable monsters, the better off we'll be.
All right. I just got an email. Government orders Google to track certain searches. The government has secretly ordered Google to track certain searches. You think they're going to be your searches, Becky?
Yeah, probably.
You think they're going to be my searches? Yeah, you got to kind of ask yourself, what searches? Whose searches? But here's the question. Where would the government get authority to force Google to track certain searches? Think about that. The Washington Examiner's who reported this. The U.S. government is reportedly secretly issuing warrants, listen, for Google to provide user data on anyone typing in certain search terms, raising fear that innocent online users could get caught up in serious crime investigations at a greater frequency than previously thought. Think about that for a second. I mean, you can debate if you trust the Washington Examiner, but agree or disagree with the Washington Examiner, I bet if they're reporting it, they've got the facts to prove that's what the government's ordered and is doing. They say it's an attempt to track down criminals. And so federal investigators are now starting to use what they call new keyword warrants. Just imagine a keyword warrant. And use them to ask Google then to provide them with any information on those who searched for a victim's name or address or a particular year. There you have it. Crawling through Google's search history database has enabled police, well, to find out what you've been thinking about for any reason. Right? Now people at the ACLU are rioting and all worried about it and everything else. To make matters worse, they say police are currently doing this in secret, which means there's no regulation when it's secret. They're just violating the law. Google, of course, has defended its response to the warrants and claims that it's protecting its users. Yeah, glad they're protecting us there. You look at that and you go, wow, the government's really the problem here, Becky. You can see it right now. They're violating all of our rights, all in the name of, quote, protecting us.
That's always their plea. We're protecting you, so you should cooperate with us. I have to say, though, that this business with Google has been going on for decades by the NSA. Okay, the National Security Agency funnels all electronic communications through its search engines. In fact, every phone call you've ever made, every email you have ever sent is captured by the NSA. So this idea that this is something new, this is a new assault on our freedom. No, the CIA or the NSA has been capturing all electronic communications for several decades now. What do they do with it? I think one of the reasons they get a pass on all this is because so far there's been very little repercussion, okay? It's not like you can talk with your brother-in-law on the phone and badmouth Joe Biden and give a football chant and CIA or other cops show up on your doorstep to take you away. But someday that will happen. The other big advantage to keeping records of everything anyone says or emails is because you can then retroactively search through it when Mr. Smith shows up at a school board meeting to protest that his son is being taught sodomy in the classroom. Okay? What do you do to silence Mr. Smith? Excuse me, sir, but about 10 years ago, you critiqued Obama. And we have your conversation right here. In fact, you called for his assassination, and we recorded that. That's illegal, sir. So you're going to be taken away if you dare ever show up at another school board meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is getting worse by the second. Okay, because how do we prevent from getting caught in the dragnet? Now, they say anybody who rejects vaccinations, anybody who won't wear masks, anybody who is dubbed a domestic terrorist now, anybody who they say peddles fake news, who determines fake news, your government, in bed with all these companies they've created. All right, you put all this together and you say they're literally starting to declare war on all of us and dub us all as terrorists. Well, when you call somebody a terrorist, now you don't have your God-given inalienable rights as a citizen. Wartime takes over, and they've got all kinds of wartime laws and regulations on the books via the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and so on, to the point where, you know what, you're considered an enemy combatant, not a citizen, and you don't have any rights to due process, to a speedy trial, to any of these things that you and I believe America stands for. They're taking that all off the table under this quote, you're dubbed as a terrorist. You're a domestic threat. Therefore, hey, wartime rules come into effect, and you know what? You're an enemy combatant, Sam. That's what they're doing now, Becky, and they're backing into this piece by piece.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget either that about, I think it was probably 8 or 9 years ago, military indefinite detention was authorized for American citizens. In the National Defense Authorization Act, this is an annual bill that Congress renews, and under the guise of funding the military, and therefore they have all kinds of misguided patriots and conservatives supporting the NDAA. And there's a huge outcry every year if Congress doesn't go ahead and pass the NDAA. And there's all kinds of pork in this bill. Since it is a must-pass bill, every Congress critter lines up to get his pork into it, and they get it every year, okay? And one of the things that was larded into it, I don't remember the exact date, but 8 or 9 years ago, something like that, was a provision that any of us can be detained indefinitely if we are deemed to be crossing the government's interests, okay? So any dissident can at any time be taken away in the middle of the night and no due process. You are not given a trial. You're simply locked up and the key is thrown away. Now, folks, this is something right out of the Soviet Union. And the fact that this has been out there for a decade and there's been very little commentary on it. In fact, aside from me and maybe two or three other people, I haven't even read any columns written about it. I was one of the only people to object to this. Now, that's outrageous.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Becky Akers, Sam Bushman in seconds right here on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy is having a fatal effect on migrants trying to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. At least 50 migrants have died in the Panama jungle as they tried to reach the United States. Migrants faced brutal conditions as they made attempts to cross the Darien Gap from Colombia. One Haitian migrant said, "Many people died in the jungle. I saw about six people die in front of me in the river." House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke out Tuesday at a new Department of Justice policy intended to crack down on alleged threats of violence against school officials by parents. Quote, "President Biden's latest decision is part of a disturbing trend in the Democrat Party to silence parents. We should encourage family participation in our schools." End quote. The New York Yankees season came to an end 6-2 as the Boston Red Sox win Tuesday night's American League wildcard game. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
Somewhat similar to Earth.
Yeah, similar.
I think I can pick up something visual. It's a news broadcast using a system I think they once called video.
Television was the colloquial term.
Put it on the screen.
William Shatner will make it to space. For reals. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A big announcement from actor William Shatner of Star Trek fame and, of course, so much else. He says he will be going into space soon.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Well, that ship has sort of sailed, but he will be going into space, he says, aboard the Blue Origin New Shepard rocket when it lifts off next on October 12th. And he'll become the oldest person to fly into space at 90 years of age, breaking the record set by aerospace pioneer Wally Funk, who flew aboard the Blue Origin's first flight when he was 82. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you an enemy combatant, ladies and gentlemen? Are you a lone wolf? Parents refuse to be intimidated by Biden's attorney general labeling parents as domestic terrorists. If that's not enough for you, listen to this. National School Boards Association. Angry parents are domestic terrorists. Biden must stop them. With FBI and the Patriot Act, the NSB, or the NSBA, that's the National whatever school board, right, wants the DHS, FBI, Secret Service, and the Department of Investigations to investigate people who show up at school board meetings. Yeah, you need to quit showing up at them school board meetings, people. See, and that's where we're headed. You literally have right now Biden's attorney general and this, quote, national school board whatever group literally openly saying, hey, National School Boards Associations, they say we're domestic terrorists, and they're ready to pull out all the stops to go straight on against parents, literally calling them terrorists. So you got to start to understand, are you guys going to be enemy combatants? Are you guys going to be considered terrorists? Because all the rules change with your God-given inalienable rights and the checks and balances in America the second they make those claims, because wartime powers start to come into effect, Becky. This is not a joke.
No, this is not. And, you know, I had written about this intimidation. yesterday, and a reader contacted me. And I thought he had an excellent point. He said, what have we heard all our lives? If you don't like the way things are, get involved with the political process. If you don't like the way the schools are run, get involved with your school board. He said, now we're doing that, so let them shut up, because we're doing exactly what they told us to do. I thought that was excellent. Hoist them in their own petard.
Well, it is, but at the same time, this is evil. People don't realize what a shift we're making. And so you say to me, Sam, come on now. You know, you're talking extreme here. They're not going to call me a terrorist. I've been a good guy all my life. Look, 18 months ago, what if I said to you they're going to force you to wear a mask just to get groceries? You would have said, Sam, you're off your rocker. What if I would have said they're going to force you to wear or receive an experimental vaccine? It's not even really a vaccine. It's an experimental gene therapy. I would submit to you that it's a bioweapon. They're going to force you to take a bioweapon gene therapy emergency authorization, not even evidence of it being safe or effective. We're proving that it's neither. But they're going to force that on you even to work, to get a paycheck, to then be forced to wear a mask and show your vax card to go get groceries. If I would have told you that 18 months ago, you would have thought I was off my rocker crazy. So when I'm telling you that they're now literally moving the goalposts, they're literally calling everyone domestic terrorists, because you're a domestic terrorist if you're an anti-vaxxer. You're a domestic terrorist if you won't wear masks. In fact, you ought to be arrested and fined. If you don't believe in global warming or climate change, they're already talking about arresting people that don't believe in those things. Okay, they're moving towards this, calling us all enemy combatants, domestic threats, terrorists, or whatever else, at an alarming rate under every topic under the sun. And they're just getting started, Becky.
Oh, absolutely. But I'll tell you what gives me great hope in all this, Sam, is under God are guns. Okay? Americans are heavily armed, and we are actually buying guns at unprecedented rates. I know everybody's heard about the national ammunition shortage. That's solely because patriots, well, government's involved there too, buying up for its bureaucracies so that the post office can shoot us when we go out for our mail. Why the post office needs ammunition, I do not know, but there you have it. But at any rate, Americans are buying up guns and ammo at such prodigious rates. They are blowing records out of the water as far as gun shop owners and different companies. I read a press release from, I forget which gun manufacturer, saying his 2021 sales had already exceeded 2020, which had exceeded 2019. I mean, we are armed to the teeth. And when we spoke before about rulers fearing us, this is why. Because we can back up what we say we're going to do with our guns. Now, when you read about Australia and the horrific tyranny that its government has unleashed on the serfs there, understand that those serfs were first disarmed. Okay, there was quite a lengthy process and indoctrination and propaganda from the government to get Australians to give up their arms. What are they now? Sitting ducks. They can do nothing. There have been massive protests in Australia, but basically what the government wants to do, the government's going to do, because people cannot shoot back at it. And I have a lot of respect for the Australian patriots who stood up regardless, who have showed up by the hundreds of thousands, even by the million, to protest the tyranny. But understand, they're in a very different position than we are. This is why it is essential that we never cave on the Second Amendment. And that's my personal line in the sand. When the government starts coming after our guns, that's when I start shooting back. I hope all of you will adopt that as your personal line in the sand, too. We cannot let our guns be taken from us, because they are all that keep us free under the limited freedom we still have.
To double down on Becky Akers' point, why is the post office stockpiling ammo? You got to ask that question. Well, if you debate our news sources, why is the post office buying bullets? Bloomberg. So I put those two questions back to back. Why are they buying bullets? And why are they stockpiling ammo? Huh? This is a serious question, folks. And I'll tell you the answer. Ready? Because you're a terrorist. You're an enemy combatant, and they need bullets to stop and to deal with enemy combatants when they get a little squirrely there, Becky. That's where these people are headed.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, anytime you hear a politician or a bureaucrat talk about gun violence, understand they're not talking about their own, because government perpetrates far more gun violence than any private human being ever could, okay? All you have to do is look at the numbers of dead in the various wars governments have prosecuted. I don't remember offhand the exact figure for Afghanistan, Sam, but isn't it something like 6,000 Americans dead in Afghanistan, let alone all the innocent civilians that were killed in Afghanistan? Okay, now, which private murderer do you know that has racked up 6,000 deaths? All right, so government really puts us in the shade when it comes to gun violence, and nobody should ever believe a word any politician says about gun violence, because it is a self-serving agenda to take our guns away from us, just like they took Australians away from them. And if we cooperate, we will wind up in the same position Aussies are in today, where they are being incarcerated for weeks on end in their own homes, where they are beaten to the ground by cops when they set foot outside their homes. Anybody who wants that kind of future here, you go ahead and give up your guns.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious, serious indeed. And I don't know if you know, but Rand Paul warning right now that the Joe Biden plans to sign the International Small Arms Treaty, which means gun registry globally for us all. That's where they're headed. That's literally where they're headed. Next headline from Forbes says this: why are federal bureaucrats buying guns and ammo? Listen, $158 million spent by non-military agencies. This is Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. This was reported over 3 years ago. Education Department is just one of 53 federal administrative agencies that have literally bought ammo, arming themselves to the teeth. Now, isn't it the Education Department now taking the beating when, quote, parents speak out? And now you're finding out the Education Department is armed to the teeth, Becky, along with the post office and everybody else.
We should expect nothing else, Sam. This is a classic and defining characteristic of police states the world over. They want to take our guns away from us so that we can't defend ourselves while they are heavily, heavily armed. You know, again, I hate to keep repeating myself, but it bears enormous repetition, and that is government is our enemy. It always has been. Government is the realm of coercion, of physical force. When you bring physical force against another human being, you are that person's enemy. And that is what government does to us. It should be pretty self-evident. You don't go up to your friends and punch them one, okay? But somebody threatening you, you punch. You use physical force against them. This is
all right,
hang
tight. Becky Akers with me. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I know a lot of our non-religious listeners get sick of me doing this, but I gotta do it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason you're in such turmoil in America, the reason the divide and conquer tactic is working so well in the Republic, the reason we're losing the culture war, the reason we got government arming themselves to the teeth because they're afraid of we the people, the reason that everything is falling off the rails is because we've turned our back on Almighty God, Becky.
I couldn't agree more.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to fix it, the last thing you should do is complain about Mark Zuckerberg and go to your government because a whistleblower tells you that Big Mark is evil. Okay, well, you need to reject that dishonest false narrative. You need to reject the Hegelian dialectic. You need to get your kids out of the government school. We won't have any terrorists anymore because the government schools will be shut right on down. And then what we need to do is we need to literally turn to our God and repent as a people, as individuals. We need to have God-ordained marriages, one-man, one-woman marriages, become the time-tested truth that we used to subscribe to. We need to have families, traditional families, under God's law, guidance, and commandments. We need to become a moral people. If we're a moral people, God can heal our land and protect us. If we're a moral people, we have claim to blessings that he's promised to those who follow him, who keep his commandments, who, okay, this is very simple and very clear, but what we want to do is continue to rage against the machine, continue to violate God's laws, peddle in bread and circus all the day long, and then wonder why everything's running off the rails and we have a dangerous country and simply government agencies that seem so kind, okay, like the education department literally arming themselves to the teeth with hollow points and everything else. They want to come after you if you don't have your government loan. They want to use the IRS in partnership and kick your door in and haul you out. Okay, that's what these people do. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get wise to it and say, you know what? We're going to reduce these unconstitutional government agencies. They're going to be gone. We're going to push back on these government agencies trying to disarm us while arming themselves to the teeth. What's up with government bureaucrats disarming us, but then they act like government agency status gives them the ability to arm themselves to the teeth with our tax dollars? Folks, you've got to start to wake up and stand up and call a spade here. I know we want to be civil and kind, and I'm not preaching war, but they're declaring war on us. When I sit here and tell you I don't believe in the vaccines, I don't believe they're safe and effective, and I have evidence galore on my side, then they want to say, Sam, you're a terrorist. You shouldn't be able to report that fake news. Now what? I'm a terrorist? See, where does this end? And I don't think it ends well, ladies and gentlemen, unless we turn to God, Becky.
You know, Sam, it's fascinating to me how frequently the founders insisted that only a moral people could be free. And they were very clear on that, that if your country is not moral, you're not going to be free. Why is that? It's because a moral person will not accept money that has been stolen from his fellow citizens. Okay? And really that's at the heart of all of this. Once you are a moral person, once you have accepted Christ as your Savior, and you are a Christian, and you are practicing his morality, you will refuse to take money stolen from other people, whether you are a welfare mama or whether you are a corporation. You'll refuse to work for such corporations if they are taking money stolen from other people by taxation. So I think that was the reason that the founders were absolutely insistent that only a moral people could be free. As soon as we start looking to government for our livelihood, as soon as we start thinking, you know what, taxes are the price I pay to live in a civilized society, as soon as we start believing that kind of propaganda, and we say to ourselves, well, taxation is okay, it's not immoral. If it were immoral, why would the government be doing it? As soon as we swallow the lie that taxation is not theft, that if enough people vote for it, then that's okay. If enough people vote for the school levy, it gives the school the right to steal more money from us in property taxes. As soon as we give in to that lie, we have become immoral and we will no longer be free. Because the way government bribes the serfs to accept its tyranny is it makes them more and more dependent on it for bread and circuses. How many people do you know now that directly or indirectly get their paycheck from government? They may work directly for the school district. They may be a teacher, a custodian, a bus driver, or they may get their money indirectly by working for a corporation that is heavily financed by government, or government is one of its major customers, or government is supplying grants for its research department, okay? All of this is immoral. All of this is founded on stolen money.
Our government is providing special rules for protection. You look at all these big pharma companies, and not only does government fund them directly with your tax dollars, but what government does is prevent any liability. So since 1986, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund was put in place where the taxpayers are on the hook if vaccines are proven to be not safe or effective and go wrong. They've already spent over $4 billion to date when vaccines have gone wrong. So they hide the reality from the public. They protect these big pharma corporations, and they put the taxpayer on the hook for when it goes wrong, and then deceive you, telling you that they're safe and effective, lying and engaging in fake news. That's another example of what they do oftentimes, Becky.
And a moral person will not tolerate lies like that. So again, moral people don't buy government's propaganda. And we have seen propaganda unlike any that has ever existed before this last 18 months. Where are the Bible-believing Christians, Sam, protesting all the propaganda? I don't know about you, but my church has closed their doors immediately when governors, quote, suggested they do so. Instead of standing up against the lies and the propaganda, most pastors ran scared in front of their governors. And so this is why moral people only remain free. Immoral cowards never do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Senator Rand Paul just emailed and said this. When Fauci was asked this last weekend if Americans would be able to spend Christmas together, he said, we'll have to wait and see. So Fauci literally thinks he's the authority on where you spend your holidays. He thinks you're just running around waiting for him to make our personal decisions. Okay, this is the kind of stuff, I don't know why we haven't arrested Fauci yet, but Trump didn't even have the guts to fire him. And now this guy literally is saying, you know what, we're going to have to wait and see if you can spend your holidays with your family, Becky.
No. I'm sorry, Sam, but anyone stupid and cowardly enough to think this guy should control that decision, you know what, they deserve to stay home alone at Christmas.
And here's the problem, though. If you spend time with Christmas, then they'll say, hey, you're spreading the coronavirus, you're now a terrorist. See?
Let them do that, and when they come to arrest us, then we all stand up together and defy them with our guns. That's the answer to that little quandary.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's a sad reality. We're not promoting violence or promoting the use of guns against government officials. However, if they're going to declare wartime and declare you a terrorist, and they're going to use these enemy combatant laws against you and deny you due process, deny you the checks and balances that made America great, deny you your God-given inalienable rights defined in the Declaration of Independence, I don't want to declare our independence, ladies and gentlemen, but they may force the issue. That's the point we're getting at. Look, these people are arming themselves to the teeth. The post office literally has AR-15s. The Education Department literally has all kinds of guns and weapons and hollow point ammunition. So while ammunition's harder for you and I to get, it's easy for government to get. The reason you can't get any ammunition is because the government bought it all. I've got friends now trying to create ammunition plants because we need more ammunition. We need the ability. Okay, but what happens when they deny you the ability to have ammunition and they violate your gun rights and they enter into these sovereignty-violating UN treaties, small arms treaty on the right to keep and bear arms, okay? Where do we go? Fossey's saying, hey, you're not even going to spend Christmas together if I say you're not. You got that? And the American people are going, well, why are these federal bureaucrats buying all these guns? Because they think you're the enemy and they're ready for war. They're scared and they're going to arm themselves to the teeth to protect themselves against we the people. They're setting the stage for this. I don't want this. I want peace. I follow the Prince of Peace. We've made that clear for 25 plus years on the radio. But ladies and gentlemen, they're taking away our ability to be peaceful. Because at some point we have a God-given obligation to protect ourselves from these out-of-control, power-hungry, drunk-on-power thugs that are stealing everything that America has been known for. And they're doing it quickly, ladies and gentlemen. It's a race to the finish line, sad enough, right now. Will we the people repent and turn moral, and God will help us and we'll protect ourselves from these goons? Or will they just simply have their way with us, as Fauci wants? No, you're not going to spend Christmas together. We're not going to let you celebrate Christ. No, we're not going to let you worship in your church. If you go to church, you're a domestic enemy. If you go to church, you'll be arrested. If you hold church, you will be arrested. This is where we're already there. And I know folks are going, Sam, don't make too big of a deal of it. We're there, folks. When they say you can't go to church or you're a terrorist, you can't go to church or hold church or you're getting arrested. These people have lost their minds. All right, Becky, final word's yours.
That's one reason why the church's closing last March, by my estimate, 5% of churches remained open. Only 5% chose to obey God rather than men. Okay, that was all a trial balloon that was floated by the government to see what'll happen when we close them down for good. And I say right now to every single pastor out there who cooperated and shut his church's doors, may the Lord judge you. May the Lord hold you accountable and judge you with the same ruthlessness with which you shoved your parishioners outside and slammed the doors in their faces. And Sam, I received heartbreaking email after heartbreaking email from Roman Catholics, from Protestants of every denomination, lamenting that during a, quote, pandemic, they didn't even have the consolation of church.
And think about people even tried to meet outside have church, and they even got arrested.
Yes, and the pastors are at fault for all of this. Cops wouldn't dare swoop down and arrest people if pastors to a man, or if the vast majority of pastors, or even a simple majority of pastors, had stood up and said, we obey the Lord. We do not listen to godless governors trying to shut us down and shut us up and keep us from proclaiming the gospel. We will obey God rather than men. If even a simple majority of pastors have stood up, we would not currently be in this mess we're in. I hold them responsible, and I pray God be them.
Ladies and gentlemen, literally months after that, they admitted if you're outside and spread about a little bit, there's not really a danger of coronavirus spreading anyway. They admitted to all that. But yet they arrested people for having church outside. See, we're talking about godless goons in government deciding that it's your God. That's the plan of communism in your face, ladies and gentlemen. We better turn to the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we better do it soon if we want his protection. All right, 2 hours in the can, Sam and Becky. Check out Becky's incredible novels. Look for them by name, Becky Akers, Hailstorm, Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold. Do it today. Thanks for being alongside for the ride for Sam and Becky. God save the Republic of the United States of America.